Dear brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹们，我们请翻开旧约圣经。
Exodus 34.
出埃及记第三十四章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
We're going to read from verse 5. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him. And he called upon the name of the Lord.
我们从第五节开始念。耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
Then the Lord passed by in the front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯是有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression and sin, yet he will not by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers upon the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪为无罪，必追讨他的罪，至父之皆子，直到三世代。
And let's read the Psalms.
诗篇。
Psalms 103.
103篇。
Verse 10
第十节
through 14.
到十四节。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
For as high as heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
For he himself knows our frame, he is mindful that we are but dust.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
And let's turn to Matthew 5.
马太福音第五章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
And let's turn to Matthew 9.
马太福音第九章。
And verse 13.
第十三节。
Matthew 9:13. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
第十三节，经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们去揣摩。我本来不是招义人，乃是招罪人的。
Let's read from actually verse 12 and 13. But when Jesus heard this, he said, It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick.
我们再看第十二节，耶稣听见就说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
But go and learn what this means. I desired compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书
Chapter 2, verse 4.
第二章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 2, verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us,
第二章第四节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救本是本乎恩。
And then let's turn to Hebrew.
希伯来书
Verse 4. Chapter 4.
第四章 Verse 16.第四章第六到第八节。
Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16.
第四章，哦，第十。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
希伯来书第四章第十六节。
Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And let's turn back to Exodus 34.
那么重新回过来，再打开第出埃及记第34章。
Before start sharing, then let's bow before the Lord and have a word of prayer.
在我们分享之前，我们低头有点祷告。
Father God, how thankful we are that once again that you draw us here to hear you speaking to us in your Son.
父啊，我们何等的感谢，再次你召聚我们来到你的面前来听你儿子的声音。
It's because you desire us to hear you speaking.
因为你实在愿意我们听你讲话。
Because you want to give testimony about your Son.
因为你乃是要为你自己的儿子来做见证。
May you open our hearts.
愿你开启我们心。
Open the eyes of our hearts.
打开我们心中的眼睛。
So we can truly hear the Lord speaking.
我们可以真实的听到我们的主的声音。
Thus receive your grace and mercy in our life.
所以我们可以领受你的在我们生命中的怜悯和恩典。
Father God, we pray that you'll send down the Holy Spirit.
父啊，我们祈求你赐下圣灵。
And Spirit that draws in our heart.
这位圣灵乃是吸引我们的心。
To touch our heart with your word.
感动我们的心，借着你的话语。
And draw our heart to the Lord Jesus.
把我们带到主的面，主耶稣的面前。
And give us a good and honest heart.
给我们一个诚实的心。
So we can receive your word.
So we can 接受你的话
And bear fruit to the glory of the Lord.
能够结果是为着神的荣耀
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
So today I'd like to continue to share the one subject of our God.
我们今天要继续来分享关于我们神的主题
It's about the mercies and grace of the Lord.
就是关于我们主的恩典和怜悯。
So in Genesis, in Exodus 34, Lord Jesus, or God Himself in the Old Testament, gave us the meaning of his name.
在出埃及记，我们的神把他的名启示了给我们。
He tells us what kind of God he is.
他告诉我们他是怎么样的一位神。
Because Moses had a prayer.
因为摩西有这么一个祷告。
He wanted to see the glory of God himself.
他渴慕看到神的荣耀。
He wanted to really know this God that he served.
他实在需要知道他所侍奉这位神是怎样一位神。
He wants to enter in a deeper relationship with God.
他是希望能够和神有更深的连结。
Amidst of great crisis that face the people of God.
这乃是每一个信靠神的人这个最大的一个奥秘。
And like Paul, he had this desire. I think he had this desire, Paul put it rightly that.He wanted to gain the knowledge of the Lord that surpassing everything else on the earth.
就像保罗使徒保罗有这么一个极大的愿望，就是希望世界就是要得到我们的主耶稣基督超过世上的一切。
And our God, who is so merciful, He granted answer to Moses' prayer.
我们的神是何等的怜悯，他。应允了摩西的这个祷告。
And he tells Moses who he is.
他告诉摩西他究竟是谁。
What kind of God he is.
他是怎样的一位神。
So Moses can know him and experience him.
所以即使摩西才可以经历他，可以认识他。
So in verse 6, Lord tell us about himself.
在第六节神告诉了他是怎样一位神。
So the Lord passed by in front of him, that is Moses, and proclaimed.
所以神在他面前经过就开始宣告说
the Lord God,
耶和华耶和华是神
compassionate and gracious,
是有怜悯是有恩典的神
slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth,
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Keeping loving kindness for thousands,
为千万人存留慈爱。
Forgiving iniquity, transgression and sin,
赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Yet by no means clearing the guilty,
万不以有罪为无罪。
Visiting the iniquities of fathers on the children and on the children's children.Until the third and fourth generations.
必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
This is how God wants us to know him.
这乃是神要让我们来认识他是怎样的一位神的。
So he tells us first and foremost that how merciful and gracious he is.
他首先一开始就让我们能够真正的认识他是怎么样一位怜悯和有恩典的神。
He is slow to anger.
他不轻易发怒。
Abounding loving kindness and truth.
有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So, dear brothers and sisters, though we know God is righteous God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道我们的神是位公义的神。
And it says in here as well, it says, by no means, God will clear the guilty.
因为在这里已经讲了，他说，万不以有罪为无罪。
Visiting the iniquity of fathers upon the children and children's children,Unto the third and fourth generations.
必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
God tells us the serious consequences of sin.
神实在是告诉我们，我们犯罪以后所带来的各样的结果。
And He tells us that God will never ever clear the guilty.
神告诉我们，他绝不会认为无罪为有罪。
Unless we repent.
除非我们悔改。
And, but Lord Jesus, or God, He wanted first to draw upon His mercies and grace.
但是我们的神他乃是要首先把我们先带到他是一个怜悯恩典的神。
Oftentimes we talk about God, many children of God have the fear in our heart.
我们常常觉得说神的儿女们常常在心中有一个惧怕。
Dear brothers and sisters, unless we're sinning,we should not fear the Lord God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，除非我们犯了罪，否则我们不应该怕神才对。
I should add, unless we sin and refuse to repent.
除非我们犯了罪而又拒绝悔改的情况下, 我们才会害怕。
Then we should really fear the Lord.
我们实在在那个情况下就要害怕神的公义。
But if we can't want to come to the Lord, acknowledge our sin, acknowledge our weakness.
但是如果我们在神的面前, 我们认罪, 我们悔改,
then God really wanted to know that how merciful He is.
那么神要让我们真实能够认识到他是何等的一个怜悯恩典的神。
So He provided for us through salvation of Lord Jesus, the blood of Lord Jesus.
他乃是借着他儿子耶稣基督, 为我们成就那个救赎, 给我们带下了他这个宝血。
So whenever we sin, we feel sorry for it, we can come to the Lord 70 times a day to receive forgiveness.
我们不管任何时候我们犯了罪, 我们每一天可以70次的来到神的面前求他赦免悔改。
And Lord will forgive us.
神必然会赦免我们。
Because the Lord is merciful and gracious.
因为他是怜悯的, 是有恩典的神。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I just like to meditate upon this mercies and grace of the Lord God.
所以今天我们要来思想神是怜悯的恩典这两个字。
And because this is so important, for God wants us to know that He is merciful, He is gracious to us.
因为这实在是非常重要，他要让我们的神要让我们来认识，他是一位何等有恩典、有怜悯的神。
For those come to know God through His Son, Lord Jesus,
尤其是对于我们这些因借着他的儿子来认识神的人，
He always wants us to be blessed.
他实在是需要我们能够得到他的祝福。
To know His Son, Lord Jesus.
来认识他的儿子耶稣基督。
He's not always angry with us.
他并不是常常与我们对我们发怒。
So, like to draw upon meditating on this subject of mercies of God.
所以我们就来思想神是何等一位怜悯。
So I'd like to share from the testimony in the life of the characters recorded in the Bible.
我们就要借着圣经里边各样的角色、各样的人物来看看、来思想这方面。And
last time we mentioned the life of David.
上一次我们思想到了大卫这一生，他的一生。
We'd like to visit his life again.
我们今天再来更多一点的来看他的生命。So
let's turn to First Chronicle.
让我们来看历代志上。
First Chronicle chapter 21.
历代志上第21节21章 1 Chronicles 21:1
Then Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫，数点他们。
Verse 7. God was displeased with this thing, so He struck Israel.
神不喜悦这数点百姓的事，便降灾给以色列人。
And David said to God, I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing, but now please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
大卫祷告神说，我行这事大有罪了。 现在求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因我所行的甚是愚昧。
And verse 11, So Gad came to David and said to him, Thus says the Lord.
于是加德来见大卫，对他说：“耶和华如此说。”
Take for yourself either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be swept away before your foes, while the sword of your enemies overtakes you. Or else 3 days of sword of the Lord, even pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now, therefore, consider what answer I shall return to him who sent me.
你可以随意选择，或3年的饥荒，或败在你敌人面前，或敌人的刀追杀3个月，或在你国中有耶和华的刀，就是3日的瘟疫。 耶和华的使者在以色列四境施行毁灭，现在你要想一想，我好回复那差我来的。David
said to God, I'm in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for His mercies are very great. but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
大卫对加德说, 我甚为难, 我愿落在耶和华的手里, 因为他有丰盛的怜悯, 我不愿落在人的手里。
Dear brother and sister, this is how God, how David knew the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这就是大卫是, 他是怎样认识神的。
We know that David knew Lord's mercies in a great detail.
我们都知道大卫对神的怜悯认识非常深。
He was a shepherd boy in the wilderness.
因为他曾经是在旷野里边是牧羊童。
And he was despised by his household, in his household.
他被家人轻看的一个人。
He was despised by his father.
他曾被他的父亲轻看。
And he was despised by his brothers.
也被他的弟兄们轻看。
So they, when they have a banquet in the house, he was left alone tending the sheep in the wilderness.
他们家里边有宴会的时候, 他竟然被放到外面, 到, 差遣到外面去放羊。
But God chose him out of, this miserable life.
神把他从这样的卑贱的生活里边被救了出来。
And God anointed him to be the king over Israel.
神高了他, 让他成为以色列人的王。
So he knew firsthand about the mercy of God.
所以他实在是第一手经历神是怎样一位,
and the grace of the Lord.
是神的恩典是足够的深。
Because he did not deserve to be the king of, Israel.
因为他知道他实在不配做以色列的王。
A person who was despised.
因为他实在是一个被别人轻看的人。
So David, in later life, he knew that God is so merciful to him, so gracious to him.
所以在大卫的后来的生命里面, 他借着他过去的经历, 他实在是知道神是何等一位怜悯的。
And all the way his life, God's been showing his mercy to him.
因为实在说来, 经过他的一生, 神都不断地向他施行怜悯。
Remember this, before this, that he committed serious sin.
我们都知道在这个之前, 他犯了一系列的罪。
He committed adultery and murder.
他犯了奸淫的罪, 犯了谋杀的罪。
These were very serious sins.
这是非常严重的罪。
Not only they are serious then, but also they are serious today.
不光是在那个时候是非常严重的, 在今天也是如此。
But he was so sorrowful when the prophet pointed out to him.
但是当那些先知指出他的罪来的时候, 他就是这样的, 感到认错。
And when he repented, confessed his sin, the Lord immediately forgave him.
当他悔改的时候, 神就立刻的, 立即的原谅, 赦免了他。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, that he knew the abundance of God's mercy.
所以他实在是知道神的丰盛的怜悯。
God did not take away the throne from him.
神并没有把他从王位上给赶下来。
Instead, God showed his mercies in his life.
而是神是借着他的生一生来怜悯他。
And this passage in Chronicles 21 is the second serious sin he committed.
那么历代志第21章所记载的是他所犯的一系列的罪中的第二个大罪。
And here, we don't know much about the nature of this sin.
尽管在这里我们不是很深的来认识能够认识到这个罪究竟是什么原因。
We just get the glimpse of the seriousness.
但是我们只是借着这个故事能够看到这个罪所带来的结果。
It says that Satan actually stood up against Israel.
一开始就告诉我们撒旦起来攻击以色列人。
And he moved David to number Israel.
他激动大卫数点他们。
Maybe for us, we don't see that how serious this could be, numbering the people.
也许对我们来说, 要能够, 要认识到数点百姓有什么样了不起的事情是比较难的。
But one thing we know, it is from Satan.
但是有一件事情我们很清楚, 因为他是从撒旦来的。
If Satan wanted to destroy Israel,
如果, 因为撒旦是想要攻击那个, 摧毁以色列,
and God, Satan used David.
而 这个时候大卫那个撒旦呢，在借着大卫要做这件事情。
So, dear brothers, think about it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，想一想这个情形。
Satan always even here today to destroy God's people.
我们知道今天撒旦在我们中间也是想要摧，要想击败、击攻击他的百姓，神的百姓。
He once also used Peter to to stop the Lord Jesus.
撒旦有一次竟然利用彼得这位使徒来攻击主耶稣基督,
destroy the work of God's salvation.
想要把神的救恩救赎给摧毁掉。
You remember that instance?
我们记得那个故事, 对不对?
Dear brothers, if we are not careful today,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 如果我们今天不小心的话,
God, Satan also can use us to bring destruction to God's people.
同样,撒旦可以用我们来摧毁神的家,
and so, dear brothers, we need to all be on alert.
所以,亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so this thing is very serious because behind it there's a Satan there trying to destroy God's people.
因为这件事情实在在这儿是非常严肃的，因为背后是撒旦是想要摧毁攻击以色列的。
And David fell into that temptation.
而大卫被陷在这样的试探里。And
God told him that these are the three punishments that God will give him to choose from.
后来神惩罚他，告诉他有三样事情惩罚可以让他选择。
One is 3 years famine.
第一就是要三年的饥荒。
Second is 3 months to be swept away before his enemies.
第二就是三个月之久要被敌人的刀所追杀。
So for 3 months he'll be defeated by the sword of his enemies.
也就是在三个月之内他会不断地被他的仇敌的敌人所打败。
And third choice is that he will fall into God's hand in 3 days that God will bring the pestilence on the land of Israel.
第三就是他要落在神的手里面，然后有三日的瘟疫遍行以色列四境。And
then verse 13 is most important. It's very touching in verse 13.
而第十三节是我们最受感动的一节。So
God told him the three choices.
当神告诉他大卫三件选三个选择的时候。
One is three years long.
一个是三年,
the second one is 3 months long.
一个是三个月,
the third one is 3 days long.
第三个是三天之久。
And David said this.
大卫怎样说呢?
He says, I'm in a great distress.
我甚是为难。
And he didn't know how to choose.
他不知道怎么样选择。
But one thing he knew.
但是他有一件事情知道。
One thing he knew that God is merciful.
他知道什么就是神是怜悯丰盛的怜悯的。
So he chose from there.
所以他就从这个点开始选择。
Based on the mercies of God that he experienced in his life.
就是根据借着他的生命和经历，他所认识的神的怜悯来选择。
So he said this, please let me fall into the hand of the Lord.
所以他这样说的，我愿落在耶和华的手里。
For his mercies are very great.
因为他有丰盛的怜悯,
but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
我不愿意落在人的手里。
So, dear brothers and sisters, from this lesson, that knowing God's mercies, that we learn a precious lesson here.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 借着大卫的经历, 我们在这里实在学到一个非常宝贵的功课。
It is that he's willing to fall into the hands of God.
也就是说他愿意选择落在神的手里。
Even for discipline and punishment.
即使是为了受惩罚, 也要选择落在神的手里。
Dear brothers, do we know the mercies of God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们认识神的怜悯吗?
Do we know him as David knew the mercies of God?
我们能像大卫那样去认识神吗?
If we know the richness of Christ,
如果我们实在是明白神的丰盛的话,
then we'll come back to the Lord even when we make mistakes.
我们就会时刻回到神的面前, 即使在我们困难做错事的时候,
even when we made a mistake,
即使我们做错的时候,
we can be joined to the Lord.
我们仍然会被吸引来到主的面前。
We'll come back to God, confess our sins, and repent before Him.
我们来到神的面前认罪悔改。
Even though it means there will be consequences, there will be disciplines ahead of us.
即使我们知道我们可能要受到从神来的惩罚，我们也心甘如此。
So because David knew Lord's mercies, and he experienced Lord's mercies in his life.
在这里，大卫他因为自己的生命中经历过神的怜悯，所以他知道这样选择。So
this is very precious to me as I grew up as a Christian.
作为我个人，我成长在基督徒的成长，做基督徒成长的过程中，我也觉得这是。 对我来说也很宝贵的。
If we truly know, experience mercies of the Lord,
如果我们真实认识到神的丰盛的怜悯的话，
we will come back to the Lord again and again, even when we make a mistake.
我们就会即使我们不断的犯错误，我们时时刻刻的来到神的面前。
I think that's how the disciples hang out with our Lord.
对，就是为什么那些门徒们一直跟随主的缘故。
Even though they say many things wrong, they did many things wrong.
尽管他们常常做错事，说错话。
But they are always with Christ.
他们总是紧紧的跟随基督。
Even though all the other disciples left him.
尽管别的门徒他们都离开了基督。
Somehow those disciples, 12 apostles, saw in Christ the grace of God.
不知道是什么原因，这十二个门徒，因为他们实在是看到了、认识到了神的恩典和怜悯。
And through the grace of God, they see the glory of the Father.
借着神的怜悯和恩典，他们看到了父神的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's show our heart to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，也巴不得我们的心也被吸引来到神的面前。
And even when we make mistakes,
即使我们犯错也当如此。
Let's turn to Him.
让我们回到他的面前。
Let's not run away from the Lord.
让我们不要逃避神的面。
But that's the first thing sinners do.
这乃是每一个罪人首先应该做的，就是回到他面前。
Because whenever we sin, we try to get away from the Lord.
因为罪人每次犯了罪的时候，第一想要做的事情就是逃避神。
You know, Adam and Eve, when they sin,
我们都知道亚当夏娃当他们一犯罪的时候
When they disobey God's voice, God's command,
当他们他们背离神的话的时候
And they wanted to hide themselves from the Lord.
那个时候他们选择的就是把他们藏起来不让神看见他们
Because that's the natural response that we have.
这是我们人自然的反应
But Lord sought out, for them.
但是是神寻找到他们了。
So what a difference, it made.
那么这里边的差别在哪里呢
？We see that God provided them far better salvation for them.
我们看到了神给他们预备了一个何等大的救恩。
Their own salvation is made of fig tree.
因为亚当夏娃他们自己想要做的就是用那个，无花果树的叶子来挡住遮羞。
But the Lord provided him an animal skin to cover them, to warn them.
而神给他们用与兽的皮做了一件皮衣来遮盖他们。
So let's come back to the Lord.
所以让我们一同时刻回到神的面前。
Even when we make mistakes in our life.
其实在我们的错误的里面。
So this is the first thing that I'd like to share.
这是我首先要给大家分享的
is to know God is so great in His mercy.
让我们能够知道神有何等的丰盛的怜悯和恩典。
Let's come back to Him, ask for forgiveness, even when we make mistakes.
让我们时时刻刻，即使我们犯了错误，都回到他的面前。
And second thing we learn from this,
第二件我们要学的是
it is in the verse.15 and 17.
是在第16节17节历代志上21章。
In 15 it says, God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. But as he was about to destroy it, the Lord saw and was sorry over the calamity. And said to the destroying angel, It is enough. Now relax your hand. And the angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
第十五节，神差遣使者去灭耶路撒冷，刚要灭的时候，耶和华看见后悔，就不降这灾了。吩咐灭城的天使说：“够了，住手吧。”那时，耶和华的使者站在耶布斯人阿尔南的河旁那里。
And 17, David said to God, "Is it not I who commanded to count people? Indeed, I am the one who has sinned."And done very wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? O Lord my God, please let your hand be against me and my father's household, but not against your people, that they should be plagued.
大卫第十七节，大卫祷告神说：“吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗？我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢？愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家，不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫与他们。”
Since David knew Lord's mercies,
因为大卫知道神的怜悯，
so he interceded.
所以他为此而代祷。
He interceded for people of Israel.
他为以色列人代祷。
So I think that those who know the Lord's mercy, will compel to intercede for God's people.
所以我们这些明白神恩典的人，我们就会自动的为着神的百姓来代祷。
Based on Lord's mercy,
我们乃是借着对神的恩典的怜悯的认识。
You see verse 16.
来看第十六节。
It says God. It shows how merciful God is.
他在那里实在是让我们看见了神是何等一个怜悯的神。
Based on in the previous verse that is the plague.She went on 3 days.
按照我们前面所读的，我们都知道这个瘟疫要有三天的时间。
But Lord saw the calamity that his people suffered, so he regretted.
当神看见那个以色列人所忍受的苦难的时候，他就后悔了。
So he did not give to Israel the full measure of punishment.
所以他并没有把这个全部的灾难降在这以色列人身上。
So he spared the people in Jerusalem.
所以他怜悯了以色列人。
So we see that David saw that.
所以我们看见大卫看见了这件事情。
And he pleaded upon these mercies of God.
所以那个时候他就给神祷告祈求。
He pleaded for the people of Israel.
他求神的怜悯降临到以色列人身上。
And dear brothers and sisters, we see it in the Bible in prayer about prayers.
我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在圣经里面我们都看到很多这样的祷告。
And sometimes we see that God's people, those men and women, they when they pleaded God for God's people.
我们常常看见神的儿女们为着神的众百姓来代祷。
Sometimes they appeal to God's righteousness.
他们乃是借着神的公义的认识。
And sometimes they appeal to God's name.
他们乃是有时候是借着神的名来代祷。
And when we see that Moses, he pleaded for God's people, he said, "If you destroy them now."
当摩西为神百姓在祷告的时候是这样说
After people of Israel worship the idol, worship the golden calf.
当以色列的百姓在那个时候他们造金拜金牛犊
And God wanted to destroy all people of Israel and started a new people again.
神在那个时候愤怒想要击杀以色列人把他们毁灭了重新兴起一个民族来
And Moses said,If other nations heard about this, that you delivered children of Israel from the bondage of Egypt in order to destroy them in the wilderness.
摩西这样祷告说，他说你当初把以色列人从埃及拯救出来带到这旷野，难道就是要击杀他们吗？当万国听到这件事以后怎么想呢？
What kind of God they will think you who you are?
他们会想说你是怎么样一位神呢？
So God relented on that.
后来神就为这个事后悔了。
So, but in the Bible, the pleading, the intercession, the prayers, I think most of them are based on the mercies of God.
但是在圣经里面，绝大部分这样的祷告，为着神儿女百姓的代祷，都是建基于对神怜悯的认识。
In the Gospels, you can see the prayers people have need come to the Lord. They say.Oh, Son of David, have mercy on us.
在新约圣经里面常常看到这样的祷告，有的人这样祷告说：“大卫的儿子耶稣啊，你可怜可怜我吧。”
It's just pray out to the Lord, pray to the Lord, have mercy on me.
他们常常这样祷告，向主呼喊说：“怜悯我们吧。”
Have mercy on us.
怜悯我，怜悯我们。
So As David knew God's mercy, he pleaded for God's people.
在这里, 大卫认识神的怜悯, 所以他为此向以色列人代祷。
And I think that we should also intercede for each other.
同样我们也要常常, 为彼此之间因此而代祷。
Based on the mercy of God that we know.
借着我们对神怜悯的认识来代祷。
We just come to the Lord based on the mercies of God.
我们来到神的面前, 仰望他的怜悯,
that how undeserving we are.
承认我们是何等的不配,
yet we plead to the Lord.
然而我们向他祈求,
for His mercy,
求他怜悯,
and for His grace.
和恩典.
So you know that in the Hebrew 4:16 we just read.
我们刚才所念的希伯来书第四章第十四章
Chapter 4:16
第十六节
And it says how Lord Jesus now set up as faithful and merciful high priest
我们在那里实在看到我们的基督耶稣已经成了大祭司坐在神的右边
So he says, therefore, let's draw near with the confidence to the throne of grace.
所以我们坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座面前
to receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
求怜悯恩典并做随时的帮助。
So let's pray together for each other.
所以我们常常需要在一起彼此代祷。
Because our Lord is merciful.
因为我们的神是怜悯的神。
And the third thing that I'd like to share here with you is this.
第三一点我们想要分享的
is in verse 23-24. Let's read it.
在第23节到24节
Ornan said to David, Take it for yourself and let my Lord the King do what is good in his sight. See, I will give you the oxen for burnt offering, and the threshing sledges for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give it all.
第23节, 二兰对大卫说, 你可以用这禾场, 愿我主我王照你所喜悦的去行, 我也将牛给你做燔祭, 把打粮的器具当作柴烧, 拿麦子做素祭, 这些我都送给你。
But the King David said to Ornan, No, but I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, or offer burnt offering which costs me nothing.
大卫王对阿尔兰说, 不然我必要用足价给你买, 我不用你的物献给耶和华, 也不用白的之物献为燔祭。
So here our Lord answered David's plea, but the angel of the Lord gave a command that asked David to offer burnt offering at that place.
当神应允了大卫的代祷, 这个时候耶和华的使者就借着家的吩咐大卫要献祭于耶和华。
So that place is threshing floor belonging to Ornan.
那么在阿尔兰, 在耶布斯人阿尔兰的禾场上要做一座坛。
So he went to Ornan and asked him to sell this property and sell this the thing that he needs to build the altar and to offer for the burnt offering.
所以他就来到阿尔兰的面前告诉他能不能把这个禾场送给卖给他 让他作为修建坛, 并献燔祭给神。
Now Ornan says, You can take it all free. I'd like to give it to you, so you don't have to pay for anything. And then David said this.
那么阿尔兰对大卫说, 他说你可以把这些东西全部拿去, 我都送给你, 你自己想做就可以做。
Now this is the heart of David.
但是大卫怎么回答呢?
Now this is,
看出大卫的心了。
This is the secret for those who know the mercies of God.
这是一个秘诀, 对于那些想要认识神是何等的恩典怜悯的神的秘诀。
But King David said to Ornan,
大卫是怎样对阿尔兰说的?
No, I will surely buy it for the full price.
不然我必要用足价给你买。
See, it's at the full price. He's willing to pay for it.
他在这儿，他乃是讲到，他要用足价买，他愿意付足价格。
He says, "I will not take what is yours for the Lord."
我才不会用你的祭物来献给神呢。
Or offer a burnt offering which costs me nothing.
或者用那些白得来的物来献做燔祭。
So here, when he says for the full price, what does that mean?
当他来说我不用足价跟你买, 他是什么意思?
It's that it means that no matter how much it costs me, I'm willing to pay it all in order to give it to the Lord.
言外之意就是说,不管这个要花多少钱, 我都愿意付上足足的价,代价来献祭于神。
So in other words, it says that I want to give all I have to the Lord.
言外之意就是说,我要把我所有的,我都心甘情愿的献给神。
You know, dear brothers, as we really truly know the mercies of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，如果我们真正的能够认识到神的恩典、怜悯的话，
experience His mercies and grace in our life,
在我们的生命中，我们经历到他的怜悯，经历到他的恩典，
in our heart, we are willing to give all we have to the Lord.
那我们的心就必然愿意，心甘情愿把我们的一切献给神。
See, this is David's heart.
看到没有，这就是大卫所显明的那个心意。
So if we really experience mercy of God,
如果我们真正的经历到神的怜悯的话，
we want to give all we have to the Lord, we want to serve Him with all our hearts.
我们就愿意心甘情愿把一切奉献给神，愿意全心全意的来服侍神。
That I will surely buy it for a full price.
就像他所说的，我必要用足价向你买。
We don't want to serve the Lord with discount.
我们却不愿意, 对在服侍主的时候有所保留。
Sometimes we serve the Lord and come to the meeting late and leave early and we don't have a heart.
就像有时候我们来聚会常常晚到早走，我们心并不在服侍上。
We don't pay full price.
我们并没有花足价。
We don't want to pay full price.
我们也不愿意付足价。
We want to get it for discount.
我们愿意 用廉价来服侍。
But those who really know the mercies of God,
但是对于那些真正认识神怜悯的人,
who experience the depth of God's grace,
知道神的恩典是何等的深,
they're willing to pay the full price,
就必定愿意付足价,
and give it all to the Lord.
把一切全然奉献给神。
So in the Romans chapter 12 verse 1,
这就是罗马书第12章第1节讲的。
Do you remember that what Paul urges us?
大家背德在那里保罗是怎么样来劝告我们的吗?
From chapter 1 through 11, he showed us the tremendous depths of God's grace and mercy.
他借着罗马书第1章到第11章，他把神的恩典和怜悯足足的向我们显示出来了。
How God in His great love, that we were yet sinners, He sent down His Son to die for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，神就差遣他的独生子为我们成就了这个救赎。
As no one else in this whole universe willing to die for us.
在这个世界上你找不到一个人，宇宙中找不到一个人可以这样做的。
Even if one, you can find one qualified.
即使你找到一个人好像可以。
But Lord Jesus came as we are yet sinners and died for us. On the cross.
但是唯有耶稣，当我们还在做罪人的时候，他就来到这个地上为我们死，实在是的。
He showed us that from the salvation of the Lord.
他实在是让我们看到了神完全的救恩。
The depths of God's mercy.
乃是神怜悯，深深的怜悯。
And so in chapter 12.
所以从第12章开始呢，
He started out with this.
他是这样来说的。
He said, therefore,
他说,因此,所以,
I urge you, brethren,
我弟兄们,我劝你们,
by the mercies of God,
乃至以神的慈悲劝你们,
to present your bodies as the living and holy sacrifice.
将身体献上,当作活祭是圣洁的。
So here, he urges by the mercies of God,
在这里他劝我们乃是借着神的怜悯慈悲劝我们。
We know that from chapter 12 of Romans, he started to talk about Christian life, Christian service in the church.
因为我们知道在罗马书从第十二章开始他就开始来跟我们讲到我们作为基督徒我们应该有的生活。
And before he started off that part of the Bible, he started out with this mercies of God.
那么他在开始这个讲述之前他第一他就把我们带到神的慈悲怜悯的基础上。
We have to know the mercies of God in order to start a Christian church life.
我们必须要来很深的真正的认识神的慈悲怜悯我们才可以开始一个正常的基督徒的生活。
And so she started with this, I urge you brethren, by the mercies of God.
所以他开始这样说，他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的怜悯劝你们，
to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
This is a living sacrifice must be burnt offering. That means that you have to burn everything, offer everything to the Lord.
这是一个活祭，活祭的意思是什么？就是要把我们这个全人完完全全的奉献上，被主所用，所烧掉，就像燔祭一样。
So thank the Lord, this is we can see that in David's life.
感谢主，我们借着大卫，我们看到了这样一个例子。
Once again, he experienced Lord's mercy.
我们看到他一次一次的经历神的怜悯。
And he wanted to pay the full price to honor the Lord. Lord is worthy.
所以他愿意付赎价来敬拜神，因为神是配得这样的敬拜的。
And there's another thing that we can learn from here, the mercies of God.
还有一件事情我们可以在认识主的怜悯上我们可以来学习的。
It is in verse 26.
在第26节。
Then David built an altar to the Lord there and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And he called to the Lord, and he answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering.
第二十六节，大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭，求告耶和华，耶和华就应允他，从死火从天降在燔祭台上。
So he prepared this altar, and then he lay on the burnt offering on the altar, but he didn't set the fire.
所以他就在这个和堂上建了一个坛，在坛上放上祭物，但是他并没有用火把这个祭物烧起来。
You know that where did fire come from?
大家知道这个火是从哪里来的吗？
It is from God Himself, from heaven.
乃是从天上，从神那里来的。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
And we see that here is that, see David, how humble he is.
在这儿我们实在是看到大卫是何等一个谦卑的人。
He acknowledged that he cannot do anything. He can do nothing apart from God.
他知道离开神以外他什么事都不能做。
So he offered the burnt offering without setting the fire.
他在献燔祭的时候他竟然没把火点着。
He knows that fire has to come from the presence of the Lord.
因为他深深地知道这个火必须要从耶和华那里来。
Only that will show David that Lord accepted his burnt offering.
只有那样大卫才知道神是否接受他的燔祭。
Now oftentimes when we serve the Lord,
很多时候我们在服侍神的时候
we love the Lord, we are touched by His love, and we offer all ourselves and set the fire on the burnt offering ourselves as well.
我们爱神，我们被神所的爱所激励，我们常常想要来服侍神，我们把我们献上，我们就自己点上火，要把自己献给神。
And but here, David knew the Lord, he just stopped there, he waiting on the Lord.
大卫在这里，他认识神，所以他把这个准备好以后，他就等候神。
And wait for the fire to come down from heaven, from the Lord, to consume it.
等待神从天上降下火来，悦纳这个燔祭。
Now, oftentimes when we serve the Lord, we like to see brothers and sisters pursue the Lord with all they have.
我们常常看到，常常想要来服侍神的时候，我们巴不得弟兄姊妹把每一个人自己所有的都奉献上。
We like to see them pursue the prayer on Thursday night prayer meeting.
我们常常希望他们星期二晚上来祷告聚会。
We like to see all brothers and sisters in prayer meeting Thursday night.
我们巴不得每一个弟兄姊妹星期二晚上都聚集在一起祷告。
This is our hope who serve the Lord. We like to see everyone here today. All in Tuesday night prayer meeting.
我们巴不得看见每一个人今天在这坐的每一个人星期二晚上我们都到教会都一起来祷告。
If that comes, we know that revival will start from us.
当如果我们看到那天真是来到的话，我们就知道福音已经在教会中开始了。
We also hope that pastors pursue the Lord in Word of God, and everyone will be there on Friday night Bible study.
我们追求神，我们奉献给神，巴不得每一个弟兄姊妹星期五晚上都在这儿来一起查读神的话语。
And also we like to see our sisters to pursue the Lord on Sunday worshiping and in at the breaking bread.
我们巴不得每一个弟兄姊妹星期天在擘饼聚会的时候都开口祷告。
But that's not what happened.
但是这并没有发生，对不对？
So we often feel very frustrated.
所以我们就感到非常沮丧。 有挫折感,
and discouraged.
有挫折,
and so what do we do? We sometimes appeal to people's sense of duty. You should do this. You're supposed to do this. We're supposed to pray. We're supposed to come to the church for prayer meeting.
所以我们就去找到每一个人，常常去找到别人说，你们应该来这样的，你们应该来祷告会，你们应该做这样，应该做那样。
Sometimes we're frustrated, so we're angry. At brothers and sisters.
我们有时候是这样的感到失望，我们甚至对别人发火。
But here we learn a great lesson.
在这儿我们能够学到一个功课。
Unless Holy Spirit come down to touch our heart, nothing will change.
除非神的灵降在我们每个人的心里面来感动我们。 否则什么事都不会发生的。
Unless God himself touches our heart.
除非神亲自来感动我们的心。
So we need to humble ourselves before the Lord.
在这个之前，我们必须要谦卑来到神的面前。
Knowing that this is God's work, not our work.
深切地认识到这一切的工作都是神的工作。
We need to know the mercies of God before the Lord.
我们要先来认识神是一位
We need to truly humble ourselves before the Lord.
我们必须在神的面前俯伏谦卑。
It is, we can do nothing.
深切地认识到我们什么都不能够做。
Apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
离开了耶稣基督，我们什么都不能做。
So if we can humble ourselves before the Lord,
除非我们这样在神的面前谦卑。
Wait for the work of Holy Spirit.
等候圣灵做工
in our life.
在我们的生命中
Wait for the fire to come down to, from heaven to touch our life.
等候从天上来的火能够降下来
Otherwise, all the activities, all the encouragement, everything else will be in vain.
否则的话，所有的劝勉，所有的教导，最终的结果都是没有结果的。
Especially recently, I have this deep feeling that we really need to come to the Lord, ask God to work in us through the Holy Spirit.
最近我特别有这样深的感觉，就是我们等候在神的面前，求神的灵在我们中间来开始他的工作。
Especially burden for our young people, young generation.
尤其是对着这些年轻的一代的基督徒，有这样一个负担。
Because Lord will come in their generation.
因为神必定会临到他们这一代的人身上。
But are our young people ready for the Lord's return?
我们年轻的一代准备好了没有？
And so, the thought will drive me to before the Lord.
因为这个感动使我来到神的面前。
So here, David, he knew mercies of God.
在这里，大卫他也同样，他很深知道神的恩典怜悯。
He set this burnt offering before the Lord.
他把这个祭坛准备好了，燔祭准备好了。
Humbly wait for the fire to come down from heaven.
谦卑的等候在神的面前，等候这个圣火的降临。
And another, so he gave all the control to the Lord.
他把所有的权柄交在神的手中。
All the control of his life to the Lord.
让神来掌管一切，掌管他的生命。
So another point that we can learn from this lesson.
还有一点我们可以来学的。
It is this, that he found the place of God's temple.
就是他找到了，找到了神殿所在的地方。
Through this experience of God's mercy,
借着神这个极大的经历，神这个恩典怜悯
，He finally find a place God want to build His temple.
他总算找到了神要在这神要建殿的那个地方
，a place for God's house,
就是神家要所放的所在的地方。
Most of maybe you're from out, you know, Taiwan, Hong Kong, or China, or wherever you are. Maybe when you first come here, you're homesick.
我们大部分人都是从台湾、香港或者大陆或者什么别的地方来的。我们当第一刚刚来到这个地方的时候，我们是感觉到非常想念家乡，对不对？
Young people study out of states. They became homesick second semester, maybe not first semester, but second semester or second year.
或者说年轻的人到外州去上学，他们从第一学期或者说从第二学期开始就感到想家了。
But have we really thought of will God be homesick? Is our God homesick?
我们曾经想过没有，我们的神他也会想念家。
Because God from the very beginning, before even he started to create the world, he had this thought. He wanted to find a place on earth to dwell among people, his people.
因为我们的神在创造世界以前，他就有一个这样的意念在他的心中，他要找到一个家，在这个家里边有在，他可以在这儿找到安息。
So ever since he created the whole universe, our God is homesick.
他自从他创造天地以后，他就一直想念有个自己的家。
He want to find a place to call his home on earth.
他希望在这个地上找到一个地方可以称作他的家的地方。
Finally, he found a man Abraham, and from his descendants, he raised a people called Israel.
后来他找到了亚伯拉罕，借着亚伯拉罕，他兴起了一个族来，一个民族来，一个国家来。
And he gave Jacob 12 sons.To create this family for him.
他首先借着雅各使他成为一个家，有十二个儿子。
And then he told Moses in the Deuteronomy 12.
后来又借着摩西
in the Deuteronomy 12.
在生命记第十二章的时候
he said when you enter that land, the Canaan, land of Canaan, the flowing with the milk and honey.
他说当他你带领以色列百姓进到这牛奶与蜜的迦南地的时候
I want to choose a place among all the tribes. I want to establish my name there.
我要在中间选一块地，在这个支派的中间选一块地，把那个地方定做标着我的名。
And then you should offer your offerings to that place, in that place.
你们要在那个地方献祭于我。
You should no longer offer offerings in any place you choose.
你们从那个时候起就不要再到处献祭了，献祭于我了。
Only in that place you should offer offerings.
你们只能在那个地方为我献祭。
But 400 years passed before, after Lord God told Moses that he's what he wanted to do.
但是当神告诉摩西以后要做什么，要找这个地以后，竟然等了400年之久。
Nobody knew where that place was.
没有一个人知道那个地方在哪里。
God was, it's like a very precious secret in God's heart.
这实在对神来说，因为这是个非常圣洁、非常宝贵、圣洁的一件事情。
He want to find the right person to show the secret.
他必须要找到一个对的人来告诉他这个地方在哪里。
It's like we have a secret in our heart, if it's very dear to us, we'll not just tell anybody else.
就像我们心中有一件非常宝贵的事情，我们不会随便告诉找一个人来跟别人讲的，对不对？
And so God has been waiting, waiting.
所以神就一直等啊等啊。
Until he found David.
直到他等到找等到了大卫。
A man after God's own heart.
一个合乎神心意的人。
And a man who experienced God's abundant mercies.
一个认识神的丰盛的怜悯和恩典的人。
And he said this, and when David saw the God's fire came down from heaven, burned this offering.
当大卫看到神降下圣从天上降下火来燃烧这个燔祭的时候
，He realized this is the place God wants to build His temple, His house.
他灵里就认识到，这就是神要修建他的家、他的殿的所在地方。
So 21 verse 1 said, Then David said, This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel.
22 verse 1. Okay. 在第22章第一节就这样讲到说，他说，啊，第二，对不起，应该是第二，中文是应该是第21章第31节。大卫说，这就是耶和华神的殿，为以色列献燔献燔祭的坛。
You know that at the time when people offer offerings, they went to Gideon.
我们都知道在那个年代呢，当以色列人献燔献祭的时候，他们是要来到基甸。
基甸，你看基甸。
基甸，基甸。
Remember that his son Solomon, he offered 1,000 oxen, right, when he was inaugurated as a king, and he offered the offering at Gibeon.
我们都知道当所罗门王接续大卫做王的开始的时候，他献了成千上万的牛公牛在基甸这个地方献祭于神。
So if David offered any offerings, he'll do that in Gibeon.
所以那个时候如果大卫要献祭的话，他也是在基甸献祭的。
But here today, he knew that God commanded him to build the altar here at the threshing floor.
那在这间大卫就认识到他人应该献以色列人应该献祭的地方乃是在阿尔南的禾场上。
So this is the place. Finally, God found a place that he can build his house.
所以他就看到了神总算告诉了他们这个地方是神要修建他殿的地方。
Because it has experience of God's mercy.
因为他是一个认识神怜悯的人。
So dear brothers, both God's house and God's church built on the mercies of God.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们看到没有，神的殿、神的教会就是建立在神的怜悯的根基上的。
Do you remember that the verses we just read, Romans 12:1?
我们看到没有，刚才我们所讲的罗马书第十二章第一节。
By the mercies of God.
乃是以神的慈悲、神的怜悯劝我们。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I like to encourage brothers and sisters to really experience mercy of God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们巴不得能够鼓励大家一同的来经历神的怜悯。
And because this is the foundation that God wants His house to build upon.
你这乃是神愿意他的家建在的根基上。
Both in Old Testament and in New Testament.
无论是新约还是旧约都如此。
As the Lord Jesus said that, blessed are the merciful.
这就是主耶稣所说的，那些怜恤人的人有福了。
Because they will receive mercy.
因为他们必蒙怜恤。
The Lord Jesus says, go and learn this, that I desire mercy, not the sacrifice.
主耶稣说，你们去揣摩吧，我是喜爱祭司。是喜爱怜恤，不是喜爱祭祀。
In James, we read that the judgment is merciless to those who show no mercy.
那在雅各书这样告诉我们，那些不蒙怜恤的人也要受不怜恤的审判。
And mercy triumphs over judgment.
但是怜恤胜过审判。
As our brother Zhang Xu, for many times.To speak for the Lord, to prepare our heart to meet our God, because the Lord's coming is near.
就像我们的弟兄江旭，
许松飞弟兄，
徐弟兄所讲的，我们要在连续里边等待主的再来。
And the one way to prepare for us to meet the Lord is this.
所以我们要怎么样来预备主的再来呢？
Is to learn the mercies of God in our life.
就是要来认识神是有丰盛的怜悯的。
And show mercy to others.
也要对别人也要连续。
Show mercy to other brothers and sisters.
对弟兄姊妹们都要有连续的心。
And that's one way to prepare us to meet the Lord.
这乃是我们预备主再来的一个方法。
Because judgment starts from God's house.
因为审判是从神家开始的。
And God is merciful God.
神是一个充满这个有丰盛的连续的人。
So, as I learn to walk with Christ, with our Lord,
当我在跟我们的主一同走这条路的时候，
the thought of mercy of the Lord greatly encouraged me.
神的主的怜悯常常的激励着我，
so that I can come back to the Lord oftentimes.
我可以常常随时来到神的面主的面前，
even though I made some mistakes.
其实我不断地犯错误。
So may the Lord bless His word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
And may the Lord get all the glory.
愿神得到所有的荣耀。
May we serve Him with our faithfulness.
愿我们忠心地一同地来服侍他。
With the full price, we're willing to pay.
乃至用赎价，还是用全部全身心来服侍他。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for you are merciful God.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你是有丰盛的怜悯。
And because of your great love that with which you love us.
因为你是用大爱来爱我们。
And even though we are dead in our transgressions, you raise us up, made us alive with Christ Jesus.
即使我们在最终死了，可是你在基督里面又让我们活过来。
Father God, may we, our eyes are opened by your grace, we can truly see, the depths of your mercy.
巴不得借着你的恩典，我们眼睛得以开启，能够看到你的怜悯是何等的深厚。
So that we have this grace to offer ourselves to you.
所以我们可以借着这样的恩典把我们自己献上。
And to live among brothers and sisters in harmony and in love.
所以我们在弟兄姊妹我们一同在 和弦的里面能够走这条路。
And show mercy to each other.
让我们彼此连续。
So that the name of the Lord will be glorified among us.
使你的名在我们中间被高举。
And be merciful to all of us.
愿你施怜悯给我们所有的人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.